Welcome back to the Streetwise English Podcast. My name's Carl. I will be your host for today. It's been a while. I haven't recorded a podcast in some time. I did a little bit of traveling and have been busy with other things, but I do want to continue to put this podcast out there for you. In today's episode, we are going to focus on the letter S. Words that start with the letter S. And these aren't just any words. These are inspirational words, words that inspire, words that make you feel good, words with positive connotations. Okay? So what's the first word in English that comes to mind when you think of a word that starts with the letter S? Like snake? That's not a nice word necessarily, but that does sound like a S sound. So the first word on my list that we're going to go over is serenity. And on each of these words, I'm going to go ahead and say the Chinese, so you get a bonus. You get to learn a little bit of Chinese if you don't know it. And if you are a Chinese person, you will be doubly clear about the English meanings. So serenity, ning jing. So that's basically like calmness, serene, peaceful, right? Serenity, S-E-R-E-N-I-T-Y, serenity. Second word on my list, we're going to go to 20 words, so enjoy this. Sunshine, yangguang, sunshine. So yeah, we all know what that is, no need to explain. It's the rays of light that come down from the sun, or just, when it's a beautiful day and there's sunshine. And the opposite of sunshine is like cloudy or overcast. Yeah, I'll throw in some opposite words in there too, because when I learn vocabulary words, I like to know the opposites. That helps you remember. The yin and the yang, that's right. Okay, next on the list we have smile. Wei xiao, smile. We all know that one. And when you turn a smile upside down, what does that become? That becomes a frown. F-R-O-W-N. But we are focusing on the positive words, so smile. Next word that starts with an S, success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S, success. Chinese, that's chenggong, success. That letter has three S's in it. Starts with an S and ends with two S's, success. And since we're talking about the opposite words, failure. Chinese, that's shibai, right? Failure is the opposite of success. The next word on my list is strength. Strength. Liliang, right? Or something with qiang, strength. Or strong, strength. And the opposite of strength is weakness. Ruo, right? Weakness. W-E-A-K-N-E-S-S. So strength and weakness. Next word is serendipity. Serendipity. S-E-R-E-N-D-I-P-I-T-Y. S-E-R-E-N-D-I-P-I-T-Y. Serendipity. 善意的发现. So it's kind of like good luck. Things that happen, I can't use that word. Serendipity. Okay, next one. Supportive. And that is 支持的, or support. So S-U-P-P-O-R-T-I-V-E. Unsupportive is like the opposite. Okay, next is sweet. 甜美的, sweet. And the opposite of sweet is sour, S-O-U-R. Yeah, tiameda, sweet. And suanda is sour. Next we have sparkling. San liangda. Sparkling, so that's liang liangda, right? It's when it has like little light sparkling like a diamond. A diamond sparkles. Satisfaction, S-A-T-I-S-F-A-C-T-I-O-N, satisfaction. Manzu. And there's a famous Rolling Stone song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. So that's the opposite. He's saying that he's 永远不满足. So satisfaction. And 满足. Next word, synergy. S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. Synergy. And the Chinese for this is 协同效益. 协同效应. Synergy. That's when the whole is greater than the summary of the parts. So together we can create better things than the combination of our individual contributions. That's hard to explain. Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. We're halfway done. Next we have sincere. Sincere, 真诚的, sincere. And the opposite, of course, is insincere. Sincere means, you know, honest, truthful, 真诚的, sincere, S-I-N-C-E-R-E. Our next S word is, where are we here? Sincere. Oh, superb. Superb. Superb is just like 极好的 or 挺好的. Superb. It's like 超级棒. Superb. S-U-P-E-R-B. Next, spirituality. Ling xing. Spirituality. Not much to say on that one. Next is stupendous. Stupendous. 巨大的. Stupendous. 巨大的. It's just like a great thing. Stupendous. 巨大的. Next is, oh, we already had satisfaction, but we can review it. Similar to 满足 is 满意, satisfaction. So it's the same thing, satisfaction. Next, spark. Spark. 火花, spark. So before you start a fire, you need a spark. So the spark starts the fire. And you can have things that spark an idea, right? Maybe you experience something and then it sparks a new idea in your mind. So it's not a fire, but it's an idea or some kind of creation. You have something that sparks an idea. Sunshine, we already went over that one. Serendipitous. So I think that about does it, my friends. Those were all inspiring words that start with the letter S. Thank you for listening. If you've listened to the end of this podcast, good job. Give yourself a pat on the back for practicing English today, and I hope you learned a few new English vocabulary words. Let me know what you would like to listen to. I can create podcasts on just about anything. Sometimes I have guests here, sometimes I do solo podcasts, and it's been a while now, so I wanted to just record something for you. But if you have some feedback, I love feedback. I love to hear from you guys. So leave me a comment wherever you're listening to this. Give me some ideas for a podcast. Let's say you are planning to travel to New York for vacation next year and you want to talk about New York City. Great. Or if you'd like to talk about cultural differences between Chinese breakfast food and American breakfast food. That was a lame example. But we could do cultural differences. There's all kinds of things. So give me your feedback, please. Let me know that you are listening and I'm not just firing off this podcast out into space. Do the aliens see the messages that we send out in space? I think that we do send messages out into space, but we never know if they're being heard or not, right? But you got to keep sending those messages out because someday they might reach the right audience, and that's the way that we communicate, is by reaching out first. So thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. Today we went over S words. And next time, maybe we'll go over T words. Tune in next time for the T word episode. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye. 下次见啊. Bye bye.